I'm back here with my colleagues, Joseph Umar, the executive director of Secure Free Society, and Ernesto Araújo, former foreign minister of the Republic of Brazil. Venezuela. Joseph, I read very bad news, and the news is growing on something you had an instinct to flag as a warning, the murder of a former regime critic, member of the military, who fled to Chile, was murdered in his apartment by hired killers. They attempted to hide his body by putting it in a suitcase and putting that in cement, but the Chilean authorities figured it out and are pursuing to the level of state-to-state castigation from Santiago to Caracas. So now, three more activists detained. Venezuela's opposition coalition said late on Sunday, that's within hours, that three more activists have been detained, the latest arrests of opposition figures. They're from the Portuguesa state, where opposition leader Maria Corina Machado last week held campaign events. Joseph, the election is scheduled for July. Is it going forward? Why are these arrests?
So, yes, the elections are still scheduled for July. Anything can happen in Venezuela. You can never discount the regime canceling the elections, postponing the elections. They essentially, unfortunately, have almost carte blanche to do whatever they want in Venezuela because they're a dictator. So they control pretty much all the factors of power. That said, related to these specific arrests, this is unfortunately also kind of more of the same in the sense that the regime has decided to crack down very harshly on the opposition, particularly the opposition led by Maria Corina Machado, who's the leading opposition candidate, who has a political movement called Vente Venezuela. So early in the year, they basically arrested some of the leading members of Vente Venezuela. I mean, very close people to Maria Corina, like her communications advisor, her foreign relations advisor, and many others. They then tended to act like they were going to negotiate to be able to provide them safe passage, some of the ones that were seeking asylum in Argentina. But my understanding is they haven't done that yet. And now it looks like they were going for another round of persecution. So this to me is just essentially a thermometer check. They're raising the temperature as we get closer to the election as a sign of intimidation. John, I've been very skeptical about the elections in Venezuela. I just, having seen this movie play out time and again for now more than a decade, it's very difficult to think about having an election in a country that has really almost no conditions for a free and fair election. And I'm not even talking about the electoral system or the election process or allowing candidates to run. That's the obvious, right? And they're not even really doing that. But if you get to the other side, like, is there a free press? Is there protection of the streets? Is there political freedom? Just basic things that aren't really directly tied to elections, just tied to somewhat a semblance of a free society. The answer is no. Venezuela has none of that. So when you don't have those things, even if you allow a candidate to run, or even if you allow electoral process to take place, the conditions are set for any type of free and fair election. And my thinking is that the Maduro regime, while even Nicolas Maduro himself may step down, the regime itself would never allow themselves to be out of power. Even if it's not Nicolas Maduro, it would always be someone from the regime apparatus.
Ernesto, quickly, you've sent me items consistent with Lula da Silva and his supporters favoring Caracas, no matter its abuses of the democracy in Caracas. You sent me an item of a man marching through the legislature wearing a Hamas T-shirt. Does Maduro know that he's backed up by Lula? Is that important to him?
Oh, yes, he does, and that's very important to him. It's a big neighbor that can help Venezuela in many ways, including economically, through legal and illegal trade and supplies. But, Lula is already talking of taking again works of Brazilian construction companies, those who are involved in corruption schemes, taking them back to Venezuela, financed by Brazilian Development Bank, for example. So that's very important, the economic dimension. But especially Lula is important in legitimizing Maduro, whereas his, at the same time, he's giving the impression that he's putting some pressure on Maduro, just enough to tell the world that he's trying to do something. But everyone knows, or almost everyone knows, that it's a theater. It's only for a show. He will swallow anything that Maduro does. So Brazil is providing diplomatic help to Venezuela and international recognition to Maduro, to the process of election. I think that's the ballet from hell that they are playing, or that they are dancing. Some pressure here, then Maduro, for a couple of days, he doesn't do anything. Then he increases the pressure, he invents new ways of stealing the election. And at the end of the day, Brazil will, I think, lead the way in saying, okay, maybe some problems here and there, but the election was fair. And so now you have Maduro reelected as a legitimate president. I think that's the game.
Joseph, just quickly, that murder in Santiago, to your measure, was that meant to intimidate all of the opposition in Venezuela? 30 seconds.
Not just in Venezuela, John. That was meant to intimidate all the opposition abroad, including, obviously, this took place in Chile, South America, North America, and even Europe.
And is it successful? Can you tell?
I mean, yeah, I think there's many people in the opposition are still going to try. They've been doing this under great risk for many years, and I don't think they're going to be intimidated that easily. But I do think it has some effect, particularly at the level of the activists. Some of the activists they get more concerned, especially if people become missing or get killed.
Right. Joseph Umar, Executive Director of Secure Free Society, just back from the region, from Ecuador. Ernesto Araújo, former Foreign Minister of the Republic of Brazil. I'm John Batch.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor,